Talk, 102.3 KXYL, AM 1240, online, brownwoodradio.com. Dr. Jeffrey Brotberg of the University of Rhode Island's College of Pharmacy joining us on the program now. Dr. Brotberg, we have a travel advisory to Brownsville, Texas, which is on the southern tip of Texas, about, I'd probably say a good 7 or 8 hour drive away from where we are now, so it's a fairly decent distance away from us. We've seen issues in Miami with the Zika virus. That's what all these travel advisories are related to, the Zika virus. What exactly is being done at this point to raise awareness and to protect us from this virus?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I hope everybody's doing well there. But Zika is a major concern. It was one of the few diseases declared by the World Health Organization as a disease of public health importance, a public health emergency, and that was recently lifted in some of the countries that were more affected. But we see in places where it's a mosquito-borne virus, and those mosquitoes live in the southern parts of the United States and the Caribbean and in South America. And so when there's local transmission, then you have to put out warnings to people who are at risk, and the people at the greatest risk are women of childbearing age or women who are pregnant, especially if they're in this region. It's important that they follow the guidelines of the CDC and get tested for Zika to see if they've been exposed.
Are there any particular symptoms of Zika that you would notice if you were to contract this virus?
So that's the problem, you know, in places where the mosquitoes that carry Zika and transmit it from person to person, you may not have any symptoms. 4 out of 5 people have no symptoms to Zika, so adults typically don't have any effect. When you do have symptoms, they're pretty mild, they're kind of flu-like or cold-like. You have the one symptom that's particular to Zika is you might have inflamed eyes or conjunctivitis. But, you know, headache, muscle aches, there's no real treatment for it, and there's no vaccine yet. Many companies are striving to do a vaccine because of the massive complications that occur to the fetus in pregnant women, things like microcephaly, these small heads and birth defects, miscarriages. It's really pretty tragic. Some data just came out on Tuesday in some major medical journals talking about that the risk may be higher earlier in pregnancy, but the risk is really to pregnant women and to the fetus all through their pregnancy in the second and third trimester. In fact, there may be suspicions that Zika keeps reproducing in the brains of infants born to women who are exposed to Zika, and so we're really trying to figure out how serious this disease is.
All right, so there's still evidently a lot to learn. So main thing, if you've been in one of these areas, go ahead and get yourself tested, especially if you're a woman of childbearing age or you might be expecting. And then the next thing is just to, what are some ways we can protect ourselves from this disease?
Right, that's a really great question. And that's, since we don't have a vaccine or real treatment, and since we don't really see the symptoms, and really only pregnant women or people who are intending to be pregnant should get tested for Zika and wait appropriate amounts of time, so the virus can leave their system before attempting to get pregnant, is, you know, really protect yourself against mosquitoes. Use repellent. There's repellents that work that are safe for pregnant women, and they're all on the CDC website, and they're also on the websites of the National Association of Chain Drugstores Foundation, the March of Dimes. There's lots of information out there. Seek it out on the web or, you know, from your obstetrician or your primary care physician or your pharmacist, you know, maybe at the pharmacies where you buy that insect repellent. If you don't want to get pregnant and you may be exposed to Zika, make sure you seek out ways to make sure that you're planning your family appropriately and avoiding the risks of these dangerous conditions to fetuses from Zika.
Dr. Brotberg, sometimes viruses, I'm speculating here, stay in the system, and you never get rid of some of them, maybe. And maybe I missed it a minute ago. About this virus, is it possible if you contract it, there's no symptoms, you don't really know you have it, then you get better? Can that virus stay in your system for a long time?
It can stay in your system. Actually, it stays in the semen of men up to 69 days. So men who got confirmed Zika or who've been to areas of the world where they got exposed to, or now, you know, in the U.S. and Florida and southern Texas where they get exposed, you're supposed to wait 6 months before trying to get pregnant with a partner. So It can stay in your system a long time. I think the corollary is that even though it stays in some parts of our system for a long time, it does go away. I just gave a lecture to my students, and they said, some of my female students were saying, I want to travel to Central America. Can I ever get pregnant? And, well, yeah, you can. Getting exposed and using proper precautions from mosquitoes, using barrier protection during sex, you can avoid getting the virus, and if you do get infected, it will eventually leave your system, and so that's why the 8-week precautions for women and 6-month precautions for men are in place to protect potential pregnancies, women who get pregnant who may be exposed to Zika. So it does leave your system. You don't have it forever.
Dr. Jeffrey Brotberg on the program, University of Rhode Island. We appreciate your time and you joining us this morning. Is there anywhere we can go for more information, and is there any way we can follow you online?
You can follow me on my Twitter account at JEFBRATBERG, the NACDS Foundation website, the March of Dimes website, and of course cdc.gov /Zika, Z-I-K-A, has all the up-to-date information to help keep you safe.
Dr. Brotberg, thank you for your time this morning.
All right, you're welcome.
8:46 in the morning, and we've got sports.